702.
Asanya Mosaka. Lines are always open
on 011-883-0702.
It's 15 minutes past one, and thank you for staying with 702. Now, I gave the context earlier on about a video that's gone viral that's got so many people talking. Just to give you a frame of what we'll be talking about, you'll remember that on the 8th of April, the Minister of Transport, Dr. Bladen Zimande, launched the Easter campaign, which is aimed at increasing driver awareness and reducing road accidents during that period, the Easter period, and post that period. But the focus of this year's campaign is on the impact of alcohol on road users and its contribution to road carnage. And so this video came at an opportune time. So take a listen to this, because two Metro Police officers did an interesting experiment, and they were using the old breathalyzer. One of the officers had to blow into it the first time. It came back with the zero reading to show that there was no alcohol in his system. And then he had a hot cross bun. And you'll be surprised. Just take a listen to this.
Now, you can blow. It's ready. Now, blow, Mr. Williams. Blow, 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 blow. There you go. Now, let's see if you are drunk, on duty, or not. About a minute ago, you were sober, and now it is 0.21. Guys, beware. This is dangerous.
This is dangerous indeed. So what is at the heart of this? So we did some research and we turned to Snopes, and they also researched this very claim. Can hot cross bun consumption potentially affect a breathalyzer reading? Good afternoon, Chief Superintendent. Of course, you're the spokesperson for JMPD. Thank you so much for coming in. And we're also joined by your understudy, Kolani Fetla. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Azania.
Thank you for being here. You must have been quite amused when you saw this.
Absolutely. However, you know, we know for a long time there are other products which also contain alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for an example, cough mixture.
Yes.
There are certain cough mixtures which contain more alcohol than others.
Mm-hmm.
So if you should take a cough mixture and immediately after taking the cough mixture, do a breathalyzer test, yes,
you'll get a positive reading.
There's going to be a reading, without a doubt. But it's the same as when you are taking a little bit of alcohol in your mouth and spit it out. If you spit out the alcohol and you do the breathalyzer test immediately, it's going to give a reading.
Yes.
Because there will be traces of alcohol still in your mouth.
Right. And with the hot cross bun, I think a lot of people are surprised because it's a food stuff. So what is happening here? Is it in the interaction of the various ingredients, you know, the flour, the raisins, the yeast? Where is the alcohol coming from?
Yes. A hot cross bun, be it as delicious as it is.
And innocent.
Yes. It does have all the right ingredients.
Yes. Unlike cough mixture, I mean, cough mixture can impair your abilities, you know, but when we think of hot cross buns, we don't think of any altered kind of state.
No, you don't. I mean, all you do is you, after the nice taste of the bun, which contains a raisin,
yes,
which contains yeast and dough. Now, putting that together and under a little bit of temperature, higher temperature, will cause or create fermentation.
Yes.
And that creates alcohol. So
it's the ethanol in the digestive process, that initial ingesting that the breathalyzer is picking up.
Yes. Well, you see, but what would happen is immediately after eating it,
yes,
it will give a reading.
Right. This is the second time you mentioned the immediacy, and I think it's important to note that with this video, it's important to note that with incorrect use,
yes,
of the device,
that's it.
This is the kind of result you can get.
That's correct. So if you use it according to a procedure,
mm-hmm,
then we will get a proper outcome.
Right. So what, 15, 20 minutes after eating, you'll get a different outcome.
That's right. So if you tasted a little bit of alcohol and you, and you had to spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
You would get a reading. Likewise with a hot cross bun.
Right.
If you ate it immediately after after eating and you do a test, it will. Now, surprisingly, about 20 minutes after having eaten the hot cross bun,
yes,
there will be a zero reading.
Right, right. So hence, as you say, immediately.
Yes.
So we checked out the claim that Snopes also investigated, this particular claim. And what's interesting, what they raise is that the assumption that the material being blown through the breathalyzer is 100% alveolar air. That is, you know, respired air directly from the lungs. And a well-established relationship exists between the amount of alcohol in one's blood and the amount of alcohol in respired air from the lungs. And so I think that's why it's been necessary, because of some of the issues that have come up with the old breathalyzer, that we now have the new system that you launched last year, the evidential breath alcohol test, ABAT, that that's particular
correct.
Device.
That's correct. You see, this with this instrument, what helps us is that it gives a printout.
Yes, yes.
And that printout gives the reading of the person at that time,
mm-hmm.
and that can be attached to a docket,
mm-hmm.
which can be used as evidence in court, which has been approved by the DPP.
Yes.
And that is what we are currently using, which helps to get the cases to court a lot quicker.
Yes.
As opposed to the old system where we...
Let's compare, actually, because the old system, you stopped. You asked if you've had alcohol.
Yes.
Whether you say yes or no, they say please breathe into the device. You breathe into it, and then what follows after? What used to follow after that?
Then thereafter, you would be taken to a nursing sister or a district surgeon.
Yes.
Where a blood sample gets taken,
mm.
and the blood sample is then sealed in a styrofoam container with the date, time, case number, and all of that sealed, and that is then sent to the laboratories for it to be analyzed.
Yes.
After your blood has been taken, you are taken to a police station where you get processed.
Yes.
Your fingerprints get taken and all of that, and then you get placed into a police cell where you are then kept, because the charge then against you is drinking or drunken driving.
Yes. So now the new system, you get stopped?
The new system... very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You get tested on the side of the road with a screening device. You are taken either to the bus where we have the mobile EBAT,
mm-hmm.
or to a center, alcohol testing center.
So you use both? You use both now?
Yes.
Old breathalyzer still is the first screen.
That's right, the screening device, just to see if the person has, in fact, why we ask the driver if he's consumed alcohol is to get the person speaking, because when they start speaking, then you can smell it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the breath. You can smell. Look now.
Yeah, Kolani, you're nodding away. What's been your experience?
That's true. And we've met a whole lot of motorists on the road.
Mm.
And one thing that you detect, that the person is actually under the influence, the eyes are bloodshot, and of course, the breath.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So, by the way, we're waiting for the old breathalyzer. They're bringing it through. I don't know how far they are. The office is going to make it on time, I wonder. And we've got a packet of freshly opened hot cross mm-hmm. buns. We're going to put that to the test. And while we were discussing this conversation with colleagues, I know that lots of people also believe that Fisherman's Friend is a suppressant of, you know, alcohol in the mouth. So we'll put that to the test as well, mm-hmm. if there's enough time. Let's go to Raymond next. Raymond, you're calling from Johannesburg. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Raymond. Your thoughts?
Yes, I'm a practicing attorney, and I've been, you know, I've defended quite a lot of people on drunken driving cases.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why they stopped using the breathalyzer was because of that court case in Cape Town. But you know, where the little bit I've heard on the radio was that when you eat that hot cross bun, and then all of a sudden you have a reading, the principle was that when you blow into the breathalyzer, that attacks the air from the bottom of your lungs. That's why you have to blow for quite a long time.
Yeah, you can't cheat it. But when you give a little exhale, they say, no, full deep breath. So from the bottom of the lungs.
Yes, my concern is the following. They test you with this handheld device next to the road. Then when it gives an indication and they're happy that now you're over the limit, then you're actually under arrest, because then they take you to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So when they take you down to the official center where they test you, and then all of a sudden you're not under influence again, then they release you. So they arrest you on the one hand, take you to the center, because, you know, it can be disputed, but you are under arrest. From there on, you're in the hands of Metro, whoever is taking you to the next center.
Right.
So what my suggestion was all along is, why don't you run it for the next year or 2 years concurrently with the drawing of the blood, so that we can see if we have, so that we can compare these the results of the breathalyzer and the blood. So when it comes to court, so that we've at least got that.
Yeah, so
I just wanted to ask something else, and that is, I believe that drugs, the people using drugs and being on the road is a bigger problem than alcohol. Why?
Mm.
Why is everybody avoiding the issue of testing people for drugs, even if you draw their blood?
As well as cannabis, and I know with cannabis you can use urine, yes, for instance, to conduct a test. Let me get the chief superintendent's response, so we don't run out of time, Raymond. But thank you for raising those two issues. So his first concern has to do with the time lapse between the initial breathalyzer. So what is it going to be like now? Is the new ABAT, the evidential breath alcohol test, going to follow immediately, or is there a time lapse between the two?
No. It's immediately one following the other. But if the test is done on the side of the road and we have a mobile bus to do the EBAT test, then it gives a printout. And the reason why we're using a screening device so that it can give us some indication that, look, this person is over the limit or under the limit.
Yeah.
And that when we do the EBAT test, it will give a similar reading, and which will be over the legal limit.
Mm.
When it comes to drugs, we do a blood sample as well.
Yes.
So if an officer is of the opinion that the person has consumed or has used any drugs, the eyes are wide open.
Dilated.
They are talkative. Mm-hmm. Their reactions are abnormal. So under those circumstances, an officer can't charge a person for being under the influence of narcotic effect, a drug or a narcotic effect.
Sure.
And then we do the blood sample. Then on the analysis of the blood, the outcome of the blood, we present to court, and for then the court takes a decision.
Okay. Let's go to Elaine in Johannesburg. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Zanya. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a similar experience. I'm a sales rep, so I go through lots of companies that require breathalyzer to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular morning, I was actually eating the Sally Williams Yoga Bar.
Yeah.
As I was approaching the company, and I got a positive reading for alcohol.
Wow, so, a Nougat bar.
Yes. Yep.
And you hadn't had alcohol in the 24 hours prior to that?
I actually don't drink, so that's the funniest part.
Yes.
And so I did a second, breathalyzer test, because I obviously didn't believe the result.
Mm.
And it was positive again.
How long after the first one?
About a minute or so.
Oh, you should have waited a bit longer.
Yes. So I had to have my meeting outside, because they couldn't let me in.
Mm.
And out of curiosity, I asked for the third breathalyzer once my meeting was finished, and I tested negative.
Ah, there we go. Because alcohol takes a lot longer to leave the system, depending on your individual, the way you are. But Elaine, thank you so much for adding that. A Nougat bar.
Absolutely. And I'm very glad that Elaine has come on just for us to be able to confirm that if you do the test immediately after having consumed whatever it is that contains a little bit of alcohol, it will give a reading.
Absolutely.
And 20 minutes later, the reading will be zero. Mm.
Let's listen out to this voice note, rather, on 0727021702.
Hi, Azania. Grant here. You're 100% correct with the breathalyzer test. Those of us in the construction industry have been aware of this, and it's not just hot cross buns, it's fat cook. Anything with a high yeast content gives you an error.
anything with a high yeast content. So, hey, you've been forewarned. I see the officers are here with the breathalyzer. We're going to do that after the headlines. It is 1:30. So in front of me is a fresh pack from Woolworths of hot cross buns. And I also have the Fisherman's in case you are under the illusion. I don't know if it's true or not as to whether it suppresses alcohol levels in the breath. But we will soon find out. We're doing the experiment ourselves after the headline.
702.
Azania is on Twitter at Azania _.
Well, it's 25 minutes to 2 o'clock. Officer Makgalemele and Officer Matthews are here. They've brought the breathalyzer with enough of, what do you call those things?
Breathalyzer pipes.
With the breathalyzer pipes. Enough, in fact, for everybody in this building. Right. So we're going to start with the test without having the hot cross bun first. So what do we do, Officer Makgalemele? You explain over there on the mic.
What we do is we have to switch on the machine
uh-huh.
to check that the machine is 00.
Yes.
There's no alcohol on it.
Uh-huh.
Then we open a new pipe.
And she's setting
another pipe
it.
For me.
Uh-huh.
Then we're setting it so that it must be ready for to take your breath.
All right. Fresh, straight out of the pack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. That's how you insert it.
That's
sideways
how we
round.
It,
okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's in now.
Draw deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Blow continuously.
Take a deep breath. Blow continuously. Blow. There's a click. Thank you.
And?
The reading will come out.
The reading's good. Yeah, I don't know. Not point, not zero. Such a relief. I'm not intoxicated at work.
Okay.
Yes. And then I'm going to do the hot cross bun, grabbing a fresh one from Woolworths. How many bites on average do you think?
He's, you're looking at if you are eating bread,
mm-hmm.
just taking a guess on bread, you're looking at a whole loaf of bread will give you 0.24.
Wow, a whole loaf.
If you are asthmatic and you're using your asthmatic pump,
mm-hmm.
please tell the officer that you had an asthmatic pump beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Due to your reading will be over the legal limit. If you have just used the pump.
Right.
10 minutes later, it will be the reading will be 0.00.
Oh, wow. Mm. So there are two different levels for professionals and regular motorists, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Professional driver will be 0.10.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
a regular driver will be 0.24.
Mm.
Anything above
that? Anything over that.
Arrest time.
You will have a nice weekend at the cells.
So I've had three huge bites.
Okay.
I'm on to my last. Okay. There we go. I'm ready. Let's test this thing and see.
Remember, you must use a new pipe all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hygiene reasons.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, take a deep breath. Blow for me. Blow. Thank you.
Done. And let's wait for the reading.
Yeah.
I'm still tabulating it. It must be such a nerve-wracking moment for... Oh, look at that. 0.06.
0.06.
0.06. The officer in the video... Oh, we're going to do an asthma pump and see. You're
I'm
asthmatic.
Okay.
You're allowed to use it. Let's see how much the asthma pump resistance. Those are woolies. What are you saying about ShopRite? Because the ShopRite on or Checkers ones are the ones that were used in the video.
We're going to give you 15 minutes. Maybe we'll test you again. You'll see it will go back to 00.
Okay, fantastic. After a few minutes. So what Officer Matthew's doing now is using an asthma pump. He's just taken it. The breathalyzer has been reset and a new pipe is being put onto the breathalyzer. And we'll see what that reading says. And as he said, it's likely to register quite high, considering the contents of the medication. So let's see the result of this one.
Did you use the pipe?
Yeah.
I love how meticulous they are about these instructions. Right. It's being okay. Set again. Deep breath.
Blow. Thank you.
Is that a part of the process for you to say blow? Even in the video, they say blow, 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 blow.
It leads the person on to encourage him.
Yes, full breath. Oh, wow. 0.32. Not 0.32.
So that's why it's important to tell us.
Now give 10 minutes, and it drops to naught.
So, but then what do you do with people who then put a pack like this on the chair in the car or take along their cough mixture medication?
You won't smell of any beverage that you had by the bar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What we look for signs. Bloodshot eyes.
Yeah.
Look, you look at, there's a systematic check that we, that the officer does on the road.
Yeah.
He looks at a slurring of the tongue, your chapped lips. I mean, you can smell a person who, hey, this has had a bit too much.
Yes.
And you talk to him. When he gets out of the car, he's not staggering on his legs lacquer. Mm-hmm. So then you put him on a line. It's like a systematic check we do with them.
Right, leading up to this.
And
is there any truth
only
to fishermen's friends suppressing alcohol fumes? Because that's like an urban site with people who are like, if you have fishermen's, you're fine for the road.
Okay, they can put it.
This. On who? I think my numbers are.
Okay. I can have it.
Okay, there. No, but the alcohol
first.
Alcohol first.
So I'm going to pump it straight.
Again.
Let it go straight. It's going to be 1.49.
Ah, now. And then we'll test the fishermen after that. So I just, as we set this up, I want to share some of the messages coming in. There's a question about on the WhatsApp line, try vape as well for alcohol traces. Are we likely to find those with the people who vape?
Yeah.
It's similar to the asthma pump.
The asthma pump and the vape is the same.
Oh, wow.
That's why we give a 15 minutes to clear the whole system when we work with the bigger machines.
Yes.
Because that 15 minutes make sure it's only and only the stuff that you drink somewhere else.
Right. Because there's another one says, please spray perfume on the body and test again. You will be surprised.
Yeah, it's the same as this.
Right.
Okay? But we've got air conditioners in our testing rooms so that nothing irritates the machine.
Right. Okay. There we go.
So we clear the whole room is cleared.
Mm-hmm.
So if the person comes in with perfume, the air conditioner will blow it out.
Right.
That's why we keep the door open also.
Yes. Okay. Now, as we do this last one with fishermen's, I just want to go through some of the things you should expect at the side of the road, especially with the introduction of the evidential breath alcohol test. Now, Chief Superintendent, so the slip comes out, right? And this helps to fulfill the requirements of the NDPP if the matter has to go to court, right? So it will reflect a couple of things on it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A person's name, the case number,
yes,
the date, the time, and very importantly, is the reading.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So we did the pump again, the asthma pump. Officer Matthew took that, and it came out at 1.60. That's pretty high. So let's see if fisherman is going to... The mouth alcohol. There is it, not the lung, what's coming out of the lungs. Yes, my apologies, Superintendent. But what about the officer's details and other aspects on the slip that will be required?
Yes, no, the officer's details also needs to be on the slip as well as his signature.
Yeah.
So that we can identify the officer who did the arrest as well as the officer doing the test.
Mm-hmm.
Which can then be evidence when we hand it to court.
Yes, and you get a copy.
Yes.
And of course, the JMPD keeps the other copy.
One copy goes onto the docket, a copy is given to the driver, and two copies are kept on file.
Yes.
So that if we need to make reference to it, we can find it.
And this is the system we can expect over the Easter weekend, is it not?
That's correct. That's the system we'll be using this Easter weekend.
All right. So let's test Fisherman's Friend is going to have an effect on the levels that were registered a little bit earlier on. People shocked. Sitsiro says, I'm asthmatic and forever on the inhaler. So she's absolutely shocked about the reading that the breathalyzer machine picks up. Okay, Fisherman's Friend, let's see, because he's just blown again after having it. Remember, he had taken the inhaler. Officer Matthews had taken the asthma pump, and it was at 1.60. Oh, my God! gosh, a fisherman's delivered a zero result.
It doesn't help.
Yes, this is just in the mouth.
You want to. As soon as liquor goes to the stomach, then it goes into your bloodstream, so it comes through the lungs. The asthma pump doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through the mouth to the lung, and it comes out. So it only opens the lung.
Yes.
I don't, doctors will know more, but anyway, this was mouth alcohol.
You're right. And
so
not,
when I breathalyzed, I blew straight away. That's what they call mouth alcohol.
Right.
It hasn't even reached the lung yet.
Mm. And what you're measuring is
and
what
then
is
I
coming from the blood
chewed
system.
On the sweet, so there's nothing.
There's nothing. So we need to do to make sure that there's a clear distinction. The what's in the blood is what is going to get picked up. Wow, this has been very fascinating. Thank you so much to all of you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was nice. It was good to be in the studio and to talk about this.
Absolutely.
Know, for
to
people
clarify.
To get a clear understanding of what is happening out there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that those officers brought this to the fore by doing that little experiment to themselves. We were able to mirror it right here in our studios and a little bit more, of course. We'll take your feedback, 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs. Lots of you also commenting on the WhatsApp line about things that have happened, particularly in the workplace. One says, Azania and Superintendent Mina, can you imagine how many people have lost their jobs and others facing jail term because of such use of the tool, incorrect use of the tool? And I wonder if the lie detector works effectively as well. That comes from Zakele in Katlehong.